better.
It's still a healthy competition.
Yeah,
as we compare
yeah, we're all really good friends. Extremely healthy competition.
Ricky, playing in the Pac-10, what's the biggest thing that you've learned from playing in that conference that you're able to take with you to the next level?
Pass rush, getting out the quarterback. I know in the next level, you just got to be able to create pressure on the quarterback in every way possible. It's keeping your hands up, blocking those passing windows, or see if you're getting a little pressure, making them step up in the pocket and do whatever you need to do. But in the Pac-10, you have a lot of those quick-throwing offenses, so you don't just have to just rush the edge all the time. So learning how to pass the rusher is something that I'm going to take from the Pac-10.
Do you consider yourself more of a speed guy or a power?
Speed to power.
Ricky, how tough was it for you when you found out your brother couldn't play anymore?
I get asked this all the time, but it was hard. But seeing what he's doing with his life now, he's a lot healthier. Surgery went great. He's bodybuilding now. He's lost a lot of weight. Just a lot happier, mentally happier, mentally healthier, and physically healthier. So it makes me feel better that he's happier.
Your teammate Brooks. Are the comparisons to Clay Matthews accurate?
Yeah, I guess. Brooks has an insane motor. If you want to compare the hair flows just like Clay's. He's an extremely good player, and I think he's going to do really well at the next level. And any team that picks him up is going to be very glad they did.
Ricky, how did the Wildcat family and the coaching staff help get you to this stage?
I'm just making me a tough football player, knowing that any situation, you have to fight through it, and there's going to be a rough bumps in the road, and you just got to stick to it and overcome adversity. And if you can do that, you can overcome a lot of obstacles in this world.
What was one of your favorite moments in Arizona?
Probably went in the bowl game in 2010, or probably just over the 5 years, just making some of the relationships with the guys on the team. Brooks and DeAndre, I'm glad they're here too. So. Just those relationships and maybe the bowl game.
What's more fun, 8-man football or 11-man football?
8-man, I don't even know what 8-man is.
You play 8-man?
No, if you want to go at my high school, the year before I got there was 8-man football. My first year, my freshman year, was 11-man football.
Yeah. Guys from Arizona made the jump to the next level. Some of those guys might have shared some of that wisdom with you. What have you learned from them? Have you been talking to any of those guys?
Earl, what else? Eben, Mike Thomas, those guys recently, I think, talked to Earl a little bit. Earl, he was a D lineman for us 2 years ago, and I think he's gave me some knowledge on how to just prepare mentally. I mean, because physically, you have all the tools. I mean, you've developed them your whole life, but just to know how to get through a lot of these interviews and just what to expect and stuff like that. But I think just being around the process, you kind of just learn how to be comfortable with it, and I think that overall helps you out.
Now, some of the guys, New England specifically, have come out of the Arizona system. Teddy Bruschi's one, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a guy that made a jump from defensive lineman to linebacker, very successful at it. Do you see that as something you can do and sort of emulate his, not success, obviously, because he's Hall of Famer type material, but something along that line that helped him?
Yeah, I think that's something where I'll fit very well as a 3-4 outside linebacker, rushing off the edge and just putting pressure on quarterbacks. And a lot of people see me as a pass rusher, but I feel my skills of stopping a runner just as well. I think you need to be a well-rounded football player to do that. But fortunately, that with my athletic ability and my size, I think that I'm in a position to play both positions. So I think if I have to stand up, I can do that, and I will do that, and it's not going to be an issue.
Everybody compares Brooks to Clay, but who does Ricky Elmore compare to you? Who do you play by?
I compare myself to myself. I don't want to be compared to anyone else because I hold my own expectations. I don't want to be compared to anyone else.
They say some guys at the next level really have struggled as rookies, and some guys just come by it naturally. Do you feel that a change is going to be something that's going to be easier for you to do just because you know it might be coming?
I think... from high school to college, I think there was a change for me, but I think with the tools I've developed, I think the change in the next level will be a little bit smoother for me because I have the mental tools, I have the physical tools, I have those capabilities, and I think those both come together, I can do the change a lot easier than it was from college to high school because, I was at a little Christian high school, 200 kids in my high school, and competition wasn't you know, that great in high school, so it was a little bit different. And, you know, the competition in the Pac-10 is great every week, so I think, you know, obviously there's going to be a great jump going to the NFL, but I think that if I can go in, I'm going to help out anywhere I can, even if starting on special teams. But I think going into the transition, I think, is on the game.
How often you play in a two-point stance in Arizona?
Just in passing situations. So third downs and, I mean, obvious passing situations on second down.
Do you ever run a 3-4 there?
Our 3-4 is more, we had three defensive ends down in 3-point stands, and they just had, like, our nickel package. And
what's the one thing you want teams to find out about you this weekend that they may not have known about you before?
I'm a utility guy. I mean, I can long snap, I can play special teams, I can play 4-3 DN, I can play 3-4 outside linebacker. I'm not a guy they're going to have to worry about. I have no off-field issues, on-field issues. I'd just be a smart investment.
Long snapper?
Yeah.
How much of that did you do?
I was backup. We had a guy on scholarship.
How many teams have talked to you about being an outside linebacker and making that transition?
Out of probably a handful of interviews last night, probably 80% or 3-4 teams. So I'd have to gain about 30 pounds to play a 3-4 DN. So I think a lot of teams are talking to me for a 3-4 outside linebacker.
Are the Packers one of
them? Yes.
Does that stick out in your mind, Super Bowl champions?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it'd be awesome to play for an organization like that.
Thanks, Rick.
Yep.